to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Fred Dreyer. Michael Horn is going to be with us just shortly. We sure appreciate you coming in. It's been a long week. I remember last week we were chatting a lot about a lot of things. This week we have some things that I think are of value, not only locally here in L.A., but nationally. We have a Lakers story here. D'Angelo Russell's taping Nick Young, recording him about Young having sex with outside his relationship with his girlfriend Iggy Azalea, and of course that's gone over like a lead balloon, and so that's kind of brought a lot of negativity to the Lakers and to a young team that is struggling in the face of Kobe Bryant, the old-timer, 20-year veteran Kobe Bryant, leaving the last 10 games of the season on a very precarious note. We can get into that a little bit later. But first of all, and also there's some interesting Dodger stuff, and there's some baseball news, football news we can go over just lightly.
You got lots of news there,
Fred. Oh, yeah, Dreyer. Michael Horn just came in.
Hello, you got lots there, of Dreyer. You got lots there. Of Fred Dreyer news.
Michael Horn is with us. And so when we come back, we're going to take a peek at a lot of these stories. And, Michael, you were freeway bound, were you not?
You don't want to know my day.
But you're going to tell us anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. From everything from talking to Vin Scully on the phone today to a refrigerator that was leaking all over the kitchen floor.
You're going to have another flood at your house, aren't you?
Just before I was ready to leave to come in. So what can I tell you? Just happens.
Did you put the dog down there to
I wiped
stop
it up and
leak?
Put some towels there, and it'll be fine.
In an emergency, you know, if you have a long-haired dog, you can just throw him right
down.
Well,
I do have a long. She is. Angie is there.
Yes, I know.
And you are good with animals, so maybe you can talk to her about keeping it clean. Well, we got lots of stuff to talk about. It is the sports show. By the way, they can follow you on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can also follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, yep, of course, email him the old-fashioned way, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. The sports show on the weekends from CRN and Sports Byline.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It's tax time, and that means refunds coming your way. On average, Americans expect to get approximately $2,000 back in this year's tax returns, according to a Tax Time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. But the survey also shows that 34% of Americans have regrets on how they spent or didn't spend their tax refund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. You spend a year paying taxes, so why blow your money on something you'll regret? As you look for opportunities to make your tax refund go further, ask yourself, why haven't you switched to a no-contract wireless phone plan? More than 66 million Americans said they wanted to spend less on their phone bill. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get access to the best phones on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Our no-contract unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalkSwitch.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Again, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the All-Pro defensive end. The acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. It's good to see you, Mike, after a week.
Yeah, you know, we should get together and have like a sleepover sometime, shouldn't we? Because you and I only see each other here the weekend.
I always keep a sleeping bag in the trunk of my car.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's a Girl Scout sleeping bag. Very thin, but it's summertime.
That's good.
So we're in good shape. Now, look, I want to get into a couple of things here because one of these stories here is finally, at the end of the season, is now proving to be what I've always said about the Lakers and about what they should have done with Kobe and
the Los Angeles
last season
Lakers.
And the lack of what? The lack of leadership. Yes, it all comes down to that.
Yep.
I've always said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again here. There's a Laker report, the Lakers isolating D'Angelo Russell over Nick Young, and the recording that Angelo made of Young talking about extramarital sex and being with other women outside of his relationship with Iggy Azalea, who's a rapper. But, you know, all that stuff in that culture is all common sense. You know?
Right.
So, but the point is that this organization has been leaderless for the last several years when their decision to pay Kobe a lot of money for his last couple of years here. They made a public statement that the focus of this relationship with Kobe is more important than the development of young players. They made that statement a long time ago. They followed through on it, and it's all about Kobe. Every time you turn on television, it's all about Kobe.
Yeah,
what do you think about that game? What do you think about playing against the Jazz for the last time? Who cares? The point is, you know, give him a birthday cake, you know, as George Burns says, and Red Buttons used to say, give him a dinner.
These
and
are
get
old
rid
comedians,
of him.
Yeah.
Give him a dinner and
give
let
a,
get rid of him.
Give him a dinner.
Okay.
There you go.
So give him a dinner. And so what I was listening to today on the radio, I picked up on Colin Cowherd. He made an interesting statement.
What was Colin talking about?
He just said, look, the Lakers are a bus fire. They got to get rid of the general manager, Kupchak. They got to get rid of the head coach, Scott. They got to get rid of Jim Buss.
I've been telling you that.
Yes, I know you have.
I've been the guy saying that it's just there's no. I guess it's the same thing you're saying. No leadership.
Yeah, well, he's the one that said 3 years ago. In 3 years, we'll be in the finals. We'll be in the playoffs. Well, they're not even close to being in the finals, and so they've got a couple of good players that they got through the draft. Apparently, they've got a bad brain Russell who someone says, well, he's 20 years old. You got to expect. No, you don't. If you don't know at 20. The danger of taping somebody unwittingly. Nick Young did not know he was being taped.
ESPN reported the story that D'Angelo Russell taped teammate Nick Young, sensitive material made public.
Yep.
I mean, when you tape these guys, you should be liable if you make it public.
Well, it's common sense. You don't do stuff like that. You don't do it to a teammate, certainly. And there's just certain things that you have to know at 20 years of age, and there's no excuse for it. The guy's got a bad brain, and apparently, can't take the fact that Scott, has been tough on these young kids, telling them to sit on the bench and you watch for the next 10 games and I'll let you know when you can play and keep an eye on this guy and bringing them along.
Yes.
That has failed, whether it's Scott's fault or whether it's the player's fault. The point is Scott has failed. And what has he failed at? He's failed at getting this young core of players to play well and accept and understand the circumstances that they're in. Because here's what they're going to have to be able to do now. Kobe's going to be gone in 10 games. Could that come soon enough? No, it can't. You get rid of Kobe, give him a dinner. God bless him. He took $52 million from you, and he's been hurt the last 3 or 4 years of his career. And so God bless him. See you later. Now, you got to get rid of the general manager. Kupchak is sour. He's been there too long. It's clear that he acquiesces to the will of a committee run by Jeannie Buss, who I don't care what you say about
Jeannie Buss should be running the team.
She's
not running the team.
She's the one that has to make decisions now.
Jim
Buss cannot make decisions.
You're right.
Get him out. So get rid of Jim. You know, let Jim go out and play frisbee down at the Marina Del Rey.
Really?
So, yes. So there's a frisbee league down there that Jim would be perfect for. He's got a baseball cap and everything. Let Jim go through his assortment of baseball caps, and he can now play frisbee while the team moves on and tries to better itself.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, now, we got to get rid of Jim Buss, Scott, it was a mistake. He's lost all semblance of what this year should have been about.
Right.
And so now Kobe's gone. Here's what they have to prepare themselves for. They got to be able to get in the last 10 games. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they got to put these people on the court together. Russell and Nick Young and everybody else. Put them on the court, get them to play the last 10 games like they mean it, and hopefully they can attract a veteran player as a free agent.
Yes.
They'll have a lot of money to do that.
And they'll have money now.
They'll have a load of money because Kobe's off the books and they're going to be okay. Now what they should do is decide who they're going to trade to upgrade their team. Who are they going to sign as a free agent?
But here's my question for you, Fred Dry. You're talking about, fish smells from the head. And so if you change management from the leadership of the ownership, put somebody different in there to run it for the owners and the general manager and coach, shouldn't you make those changes first so they can go after the kind of person they want to center the team around?
Well, the first thing they should do is get someone who they want to run the organization and be the number one guy people go to. Is that the president or is that a general manager? If you're going to say, all right, we're going forward now, Jim Buss, you're out, Jeannie's running the show, and my guy is Mitch Kupchak. So everybody now talk to Mitch Kupchak. He's the new president, GM of the franchise. He's going to run everything. He's going to work with us about making all basketball decisions. Well, then hire him and then decide, what are you going to do with these players? Who are you going to get rid of? Who do you want to sign? How is this going to work? What coach do you want? Does Mitch Kupchak have an opinion about what coach to hire out there?
Exactly.
Is it a college coach? Is it a...
You said there was a rumor that Phil Jackson might come back.
No, well, that was out of the New York Times.
That was a rambling.
That was a rambling.
A rambling.
A couple of weeks ago, that was a rambling. Okay, so now they've got to make a lot of decisions, and they've got to do it very fast. They've got free agency coming up here in the next 3 or 4 months, and they got a draft coming up. Who's going to be the representative of that? Is Scott going to be your coach? Are they going to send Mitch Kupchak to the draft to be the representative of the Lakers to hopefully roll the dice and get the magic ping pong ball? I don't know. But what's going on now with this team, they are desperate. They're like the country, actually. They've got a couple of little windows of opportunity to stabilize and turn this thing around and change the narrative of what people think of this franchise.
I agree with you. And it's like it happened quickly. It's got to turn around and happen fast the other direction. There are other teams that face the same situations and problems that they got to look at. And you have a short window to work on it because everybody goes out to try to get the top free agents.
Exactly.
You got to be ready to make the move and make the person feel will make a difference. And this is a good move for their career.
Yeah, that's the correct attitude toward it. And by the way, for all you Vegas people out there, I'm going to Vegas and laying down a lot of money on the Lakers losing the last 10 games.
You are.
That's what I'm doing.
We don't
right
talk betting
now
on the show, but that's
well,
what
we
you're
do.
Doing.
We do. Well, FanDuel does it. Why can't I do it?
Okay, so Fred Dreyer, you're saying that's going to happen. They're going to lose the last 10?
I think that you could go there and say, whoever the Lakers are going to play the last 10 games, they're 5 away, 5 at home. They're going to lose all the road games, so you're halfway there. And then you're going to say, you know what, Kobe's got the one last game on the 12th or the 13th, whatever it is, and they say goodbye. And it'll just
is that
door,
where the cake will be there?
What's that?
The cake will be at that last game.
Yeah, 20 candles, the whole deal.
Okay,
and they'll bring in some dogs in a rocking chair, but that'll be it for him. So he's
out. Neighbor dog Frank might be there.
I got an update on Frank.
Okay, that's Fred's neighbor dog. I'll
give you the update later on. So, but you have to understand, if you want to make a little bit of dough before this season slams shut, go to Vegas and get down on the Lakers losing the last 10 games. And they should, by the way, because they got a 60% shot of getting the top three picks.
Yeah.
One of the top three.
So that would help them if they actually
won. They should do it. Just get realistic about it and go right at it. And in the meantime,
be the losers
the day,
they are.
Here's what it is. While we're saying goodbye, Kobe, and the door slammed shut on the last game of the season, Jeannie Buss should go to the microphone and just say, here's a list of the people we are not inviting back, and move it down the road.
Okay, there you have it from Fred Dreyer. You can email your comments to Fred. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
They can send them to you, too.
Well, they can.
You can take some of the heat.
Yeah, I'll take some heat along with you.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-379-9528. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-379-9528. That's 800-379-9528 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. 800-379-9528.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, coming to you direct from CRN Digital Talk Radio and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, a gentleman we call the Sultan. He's known as the Sultan because he had two safeties in one football game. Actually, two safeties in the same quarter in that one football game. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end and the acting legend, Fred Dreyer.
Well, you know, Sultan of Safety moments, they so emotionally set the temperament of my life.
They did?
Yes.
That's why we have what we have, is because of that.
The reason that I am the way I am right now is because of what happened.
Because of what happened.
October 21st, 1973.
October 21st, is that when it was?
LA Coliseum. LA Rams versus Green Bay Packers. Now, speaking of Green Bay Packers, here's my beagle story.
Oh.
My neighbor has a dog. Up until Saturday.
Your dog Frank, right? That's your neighbor, dog Frank.
Okay. He was called Frank.
Wait a minute.
Listen to the story.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll listen. Here it quiet is. Down. Up until Saturday.
Up until Saturday, Frank. I thought his name was Frank.
You've been calling this dog Frank for weeks on this show. You
talked
to him.
Dog, and
the dog responds.
Happened. I'm up on the hill.
The hill of your backyard.
With my spade and hoe.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't want to go there.
And I'm digging. I'm digging, and I'm conjugating weeds.
Yes.
All right. And my neighbor, Betty, comes by and says, "Hi, can I ask you a question? You know, I've been getting a lot of calls from the neighbors about Vince, and they're complaining. Everybody's kind of like blaming me for all the noise the dog has been making early in the morning. Has the dog been making a lot of noise? Have you been hearing the dog? Have you been hearing Vince bark a lot?"
Wait a minute. She's calling the Frank Vince?
So I said, "Who in the hell's Vince?" And she says, "Well, Vince, my dog." Just then,
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, like a good AD would
ding,
do.
Ding, 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 ding.
Enter the dog. The dog comes hopping over, and he looks at me and does a. And she says, "See, Vince is talking to you." I said, "Well, what's he saying? Is he saying my name is really Vince? Not,
that's what I'm saying.
Not Frank? I thought it was Frank."
That's why he's been annoyed with you. You keep calling
That's why
Vince.
He doesn't pay any attention to me.
He has not been responding to you.
No, the dog just stares at me.
You just ignore him. You say you go on the hill and you just ignore him. Well, you know
he's
there.
Because he never acknowledges me.
Well, he's ticked off.
Well, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
If your name was Vince, you would be upset.
So I said, "Vince, since when's the dog's name Vince? You know, I've told everybody his name is Frank." And she says, "Frank." I said, "Yeah, like Frank Sinatra. You told me the last time I talked to you, Betty, that it was kind of like you were big fans of Frank Sinatra, and that's how your dog got his name. Where'd that story come from?" She says, No. "We're Packer fans. And we named Frank after Vince Lombardi. So it's Vince." So I said, "That dog's now's name is Vince?" She says, "Well,
Vince
it's always
Lombardi.
Been, it's always been named after Vince Lombardi."
There you go.
And I said, "This is
the legend." So there's a lot of pride in Vince.
I feel like I've a big weight has been lifted. Now I know the dog's name.
Cross the
it's
name Frank
Vince.
Off
yeah,
our schedule, and it's going to be Vince.
Get rid of Frank.
Now, does he go by the name Vin or Vinny, or is it?
Well,
just
that's
Vince?
The other thing. So I'm sitting there talking to Betty, and he starts barking and says, "Woof woof." He starts doing that, and she says, "See, he's talking to you." And I said, "So, Vinny, what?" "I didn't know it was you." And he, woof, woof, woof. And so he just stands there kind of looking at me, but he's acknowledging me. So now I feel closer. Now I feel as though we have a chance. Our relationship can bloom. Because I'm out in my yard
now.
This
is Vinny's final season of barking, from what I understand at your
So I asked her, and I said, "So is everybody complaining that Vince is making a lot of noise?" She says, "I want to ask you, is he bothering you?" I said, "Well, I don't like to hear Vince yap at 5:30 in the morning." I said, "That's coyote time. I mean, I know there's coyotes out here, and you got to be aware of them." But I said, I don't need to be told, "Hey, Fred, I'm keeping a lookout for the coyotes." I don't need him to do that for me. So she says, "Well, you know what? I'm going to keep him inside until around what time you get up?" I said, 7:30. She says, "I'm going to keep him inside until 8. So from now on, Vinny
is going to be sleeping till 8.
It's going to be sleeping until 8 o'clock indoors, and everything is fine, and
so the dog's name
everything
is
has been so wonderful.
But your cats, your former cats that you have, still Cody and Mommy Cat, right?
Well, they're in Oregon.
They're in Oregon. Okay. Well, here's my depressing story of the day, because I was dispatched on some official business to help our good friend Vin Scully, and I had information to give to him, and so my friend David patched me through right to the Vin's phone number, and I talked to Vinny at his
David
house.
David Who?
David Hunt, the famous winemaker. And so I'm talking, David Hunt and I are talking to Vin Scully, and during the course of the conversation, Vin mentioned, he says, "Well, because this will be my last year, and now I cannot deny it because I thought maybe things will change. Maybe the Dodgers, this is a real shot in the dark, will have a winning team.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And Vin will change his mind. But I heard it directly into my ears. This is my final year. Now I'm mortal.
Well,
it's
be.
Like it just. I didn't say anything to Vin because it should be his final year. It should be whatever
yeah,
he wants.
Be.
But it just depressed me because he is the voice of baseball, not just the voice of summertime baseball in Los Angeles. He's the voice of baseball, and I heard him say it.
Well, now
directly into my earlobes.
Well, now it's Charlie Steiner. Get used to it.
No, don't do that.
That's nothing in one.
Don't do that.
There's the first pitch. Nothing in one.
Don't do that.
Get used to that because that's what you're going to get.
I'd go with Oral Hershiser.
And then Rick Monday, that's a great outside pitch, if you will. If you will. I don't know how many if you wills I'm prepared to hear this year.
But
I'll tell you something, Charlie. That pitch was just a bit outside, if you will. Well, you're right, Rick. As the next pitch is high and away, it's nothing in two. So there's a whole season of that crap
along.
That's
great.
I'm going to tell you.
It's
going to
be better than the team.
And here's what I'm doing.
All the team is
I'm going to find
deal.
Out where Vinny lives, and I'm going to his house.
But pray
I'm
going to
ask him to replay the game for me.
Yeah, please, just please.
Just tell me what's going on.
One more season, please. If you have it.
If you will.
Vinny, if you will. Will you do one more season?
Nothing in one. If you will.
Charlie Steiner is a nice gentleman, but he is calling
care.
Of the
I
game.
Really
I
don't
know.
Care about
there's
that.
A long fly ball, a deep side. It's going back, and he makes the catch for the out. You know, it's like it's just a pop up, and he makes it sound like it's
a
home run.
It's terrible.
It is.
No, he gets really exercised when somebody does something. And, you know, I've never liked homers. I don't like homers. And Vinny was
Homer and
as,
Jethro.
As even keel as you could possibly imagine. Still is. But I just don't want to hear. I'm not braced correctly for it. It's not good. Vinny next door now tells me his name is Vinny. It's not
the dog.
Frank.
Vinny the dog.
That's
if
one
you
thing
will.
To have to
if
handle.
You will. Vinny the
that's
dog,
one,
if you will.
That's one thing to
Vinny
have
the
to
dog,
handle.
If you will.
That's right. Now, the next door neighbor is not who I thought
nothing
he was. And now you've got Dodger baseball now just being ripped
that's
apart.
Great.
Now, here's the other thing about Dodger baseball. I'm looking at the wire here. And here it is.
So we actually have a wire service here. Most people get things on
no,
the internet.
No, it's Tomas.
We have a wire.
It's Tomas inside the
Tomas
window.
Yeah,
he's holding up a wire.
He's on the Morse code in there, and he gets the ticker tape for us.
Yeah, we got Matt Harvey. The Mets' Matt Harvey.
Yes.
Has blood clots in the bladder.
No.
But he says he's going to be ready for opening day.
No, he's
now,
not.
Contrast,
relax.
Now, wait a minute. Now, contrast that with Yasmani Grandal can't make it because his forearm is sore from throwing.
No. I think his forearm got sore because Donald Trump's campaign manager pushed him.
That's what it was. Yeah,
I think that was it.
Yeah, and I made a comment. I texted a bunch of people about this sore arm stuff.
Come on.
I'll guarantee you that sore arm is not going to have any trouble lifting a fork on the DL. I can guarantee you that.
How about Yasiel Puig got his first pull there? His hamstring.
Yeah. Well, that's just a. You know, I can't wait for Charlie Steiner to say, Puig swings and hits one deep to the hole, and it's a close play at first. Uh-oh, it looks as though Yasiel has pulled up a little bit lame. Rick, what do you think? Well, Charlie, I think if you will, I think there could be a Mr. Hamstring has reared his ugly head.
Mr. Hamstring.
Yeah. Contact the people on the DL to heat up the chicken noodle soup because here comes Yasmani and Yasiel Puig, if you will.
Now, they should get somebody like a Jack LaLanne type to go through calisthenics for all baseball teams. These guys come to the spring training is over and
they haven't
even done one sit-up.
Hire me.
Yeah, you would be great.
Do you have any Bibles around here? I will put my hand. Let me bring
you a Bible, if you will.
Tommy, come on in here, Tomas, because I want to put my hand on your head, and I will swear to God. That's the equivalent of a Bible to me.
It is. Tomas got a
He's a moral man.
He is a moral man.
So I'm telling you, let me stretch
his
these
head is
dopes.
It's on Tomas's head. Go ahead.
Let me stretch these dopes. Let me put me, get me, pay me some money, and I'll grab these guys and throw them on the ground and tell them this is how you get ready for the season. Not only this week's game, but, you know, you don't want to pull a hamstring, you know, run into your car after the game.
How would you like to be on a baseball team as and our new fitness coach?
I think I saw Yasmani. I think I saw in the seventh inning, Yasmani was running to his car, and I think he pulled a hamstring, if you will.
Yeah, there's a, we mentioned there's a lot of injuries coming out of spring training on all teams. Nobody's
there's
running to start.
Nothing like being chased by the fans of your car, ladies and gentlemen. Yikes. Well, anyway, so Harvey is willing to play with blood clots in his bladder, and we have our own
Yasmani Grandal.
Yasmani Grandal, who says, I don't think I can make it because my forearm is a bit sore. There's the difference. Right there, pal.
Yeah, that's a difference.
So get ready.
It's going to be a great baseball season getting underway.
I really doubt it.
Final Four weekend. We got the final game on Monday. Everything is just fabulous. This is a
Villanova.
Good time
I'm going right now. Villanova's going to win.
Everybody's going to just, it's going to be a great, great time.
They and got a good defense.
Hockey
Villanova.
Games, hockey season, get ready for playoffs.
You know me. I'm all defense.
You are a defense. You're the all-pro defensive end.
Yep, there it is.
It's the PM Sports Show with Fred Dreyer.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Mike Horn, but the star of our show is the one and only all-pro defensive end, acting legend, Fred Dreyer. So baseball season getting underway this weekend. It used to be the Cincinnati Reds started the season, but that's not happening. It hasn't happened for a few years.
No, it hasn't.
Are you not depressed about that?
No. No, I'm still trying to get over Charlie Steiner.
So it's going to start
be the voice of the Dodgers.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates playing it in Pittsburgh will open baseball season on Sunday, and that's going to be played in Pittsburgh. And then the Cubs playing the Angels. That's a 12 noon start. That's going to be at Anaheim Stadium. And you got Toronto, Tampa Bay, the Mets, Kansas City, and then you got a big schedule going into Monday. So baseball getting underway. It'll be interesting to see what's going on.
I want to get this out of the way here because it might be topical.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chiefs safety Hussein Abdullah retiring, citing concussions. Veteran safety Hussein Abdullah announced this morning on his Instagram that he's hanging it up after seven seasons.
Why?
Numerous deciding factors in my decision with health reasons, health being utmost. Sitting for 5 weeks last year after suffering a fifth concussion of my career, I had a lot to contemplate, he says. Yep. My goals moving forward are to be a benefit to my family, a community, my country, hopefully the world, yes. He wants to save the world, too. So having a sound mind will be vital in accomplishing these goals, of course. Commissioner Roger Goodell has effectively scoffed at the idea that players are walking away at a higher rate or that its players are concerned about safety issues. But hearing yet another player citing it on his way out the door adds another brick to the anecdotal wall. Now, you know, this is what's interesting about today's. Today, players are making so much money. Once you sign across, save your money, play for maybe one or maybe two contracts, and then you can get out. Make big money allows players to have the power to make the decision to quit when they want to quit. So they're not subject to the coach saying, we're going to get rid of you, you know. So in my day, you had to play longer to get paid because had I been playing today,
I'd
be making $16, $18 million a year.
And I'd be over at your house.
And you'd be over my house.
I'd be over there in the back
I'd have
room.
A buffet that rivaled the Dodger DL.
That's great, Fred. You're brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the smartest thing I ever heard,
So I would
Fred.
Play 5 to 7 years.
Where's the popcorn?
Put about $50 million in the bank and say, so long.
That's right. You would have been smart.
And
you would have
saved 6 years of getting my brains beaten.
Exactly. Now, that's a serious thing.
So this is an important story, and you're going to see more and more players saying, you know what? I've made a lot of money.
It's not worth it to continue.
It's not worth it to continue.
I'm with you.
And so God bless them. Hussein Abdullah, we hope your brain makes it through the rest of your life. And you know, don't now, you know, go out and start drinking and smoking, you know.
Now, baseball season starting on Sunday, we mentioned, and there's a couple of rule changes. Here's the one I want your comment on, because this is like a kissy baseball here. After that slide that Chase Utley had in the playoffs there with the Dodgers or whatever, now there's going to be criteria for a legal slide when you're trying to break up a double play. Remember when they had that neighborhood play at second base? I hated that.
Anything close.
Nobody even got near the bag. You got to touch that bag, as far as I'm concerned. If I become the Donald Trump of baseball, you got to touch the bag
it's
with your
for a reason. It's
that's
for a
exactly
reason.
It. Don't go kissy baseball.
Right.
We're not playing in the, you know, the second grade here. And then if you're going to break up a double play and the guy wants to slide, then get the heck out of the
way
and slide.
If you will.
I mean, that's the deal. And the second rule change is limiting managers and coaches' visits to the mound to 30 seconds.
What?
So Charlie Steiner, well, if you will, that's about 25 seconds.
Rick,
Charlie.
I know you've got the stopwatch on this. can you? Well, Charlie,
30 seconds.
My stopwatch says 28 seconds.
Now, this is not to speed the game along. You know why they're doing it for 30 seconds?
Why?
One guess.
Why?
It matches the TV breaks. Oh, it's a managerial. Let's go take a break
you know
and talk about
done?
Toyota.
You know, television has cut out every great moment. You know, there was a numerous times you watch a pitcher come in with the bases loaded and there's nobody out and he comes in and he gets the side out and people are going to, when he walks off the field, people are giving a standing ovation. They're really excited because he's done a great job. They cut right out of that moment and go right into some tampon commercial.
There you go. There's new uniforms, by the way. I know you love different uniforms.
Who has a new uniform?
Diamondback's got a new uniform.
Oh,
the Padres, geez, that's going to be...
Oh, no.
There's going to be commemorative patches for special occasions. There's going to be a breast cancer patch, a prostate cancer patch on Father's Day.
Really?
The Diamondback's 15th anniversary of their championship.
Government sports.
You know, there's just a lot of things going on. There's going to be the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field patch that
remember
the Cubs
the
are going to wear.
Remember the Seinfeld where... Kramer would sign up for the AIDS walk and he wouldn't wear the ribbon.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
He said,
where's your ribbon? Yeah. I don't want to wear a ribbon. Well, you got to wear the ribbon. Well, you know, if you don't wear the ribbon here, they sew it into your clothing.
The Brewers are going to have an alternate uniform with modern colors and a retro design. The Twins have added a red alternate to their uniform lineup.
I hate all
these
people.
Have a red alternate that they'll wear on the midweek home games.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, I hate
They're
going to
be throwback
everyone.
Jerseys. The 70 Pirates will wear their 1979 throwbacks on home Sunday games. The Mets will have their 1986 throwbacks. The Indians also a 76 throwback. Same with the Reds for their World Series
what
title. The Cubs got the Cubs in trying to change their luck will wear their 1916 throwbacks for the 100th anniversary of playing at the Wrigley Field.
They'll use the same gloves.
Yeah.
Two-fingered glove, 1916, two-finger.
That's
a new infielder's glove.
Great,
two fingers.
Great news and this stuff here. And there's some managerial changes this year. Yeah, there's going to be the GMs, the Angels. They have Billy Epler, and Dick Williams is handling the Cincinnati Reds.
Dick Williams.
So these are some interesting
changes. Dick Williams.
Yeah. So this is
Sans mustache. He's upgraded.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So this is fabulous stuff that we have here. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Field manager changes for you. The Washington Nationals former manager Matt Williams fired. He got fired.
Of course he did.
And isn't Dusty Baker handling them now, I believe?
Yeah,
I
mean, he's doing that.
Murphy is handling the San Diego Padres. Bud Black is gone. Dan Jennings.
He's with the Angels, Bud Black.
That's where he'll be great there because he and Socia were together.
Yeah, they're pals.
That's going to really help the Angels this year.
I think so.
Dan Jennings is taking over the Marlins. Mike Redmond is out of there. I'm sorry, Don Mattingly's taking it over and for the Marlins. Andy Green, I should mention, is with the San Diego Padres. Dusty Baker with the Nationals. Scott Cervais is going to be with the Seattle Mariners. The Dodgers, of course, have Dave Roberts taken over their squad. So there you have it.
Yeah, so lackluster. You know what? The mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the mistake?
Getting rid of tradition.
It is true.
You're getting
and you know why? They're trying to sell more uniforms.
The desperation.
To the fans.
But trying to go global and figure, well, here's a Dodger uniform that's blue. You know, no, it's not. That's something that there are people who have no history of Dodgers or the Major League Baseball or any of that stuff. All these people now are clamoring for merchandise that has nothing to do with the teams.
Unless you're from Brooklyn, you shouldn't wear a B on your hat for the Dodgers. I mean, if you're from Los Angeles, look at you. Look at the Rams are coming back to Los Angeles. They still – and they're making them keep their St. Louis look for a couple of years.
That'll go over.
Yeah,
go
why don't over, they have a new uniform and bring back the famed L.A. Rams uniform that you guys wore? Why wouldn't they do that? No, they're going to wear the same uniforms they wore in St. Louis.
They should go back to the Joe Stidahar 1951 color combination.
What is that color combination?
White pants.
Yeah.
Blue, beautiful dark blue jerseys with that old gold. It wasn't yellow like they had when I played. It was old gold. Difference in the shading.
Not the cigarettes, because they had those old gold cigarettes.
Yeah, but it was a real rich, deep gold color. It was really great. And it's just simple. Keep it freaking simple,
That's
stupid.
That's it. Now, you had the – we got about 4 minutes here, and I was thinking you had an 100-point upset.
I'm going to tell this story.
When you were talking about going to Vegas
What's
this 100-point upset?
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's 1968. I'm at San Diego State, and we're playing Southern Mississippi.
All right.
At home.
Good Final Four weekend series to story here, yeah.
Yeah. So the line is that Southern Miss – who's just come off the two previous weeks' losses to Memphis State by 3 points and to Alabama by 7 points.
Okay.
They're now in San Diego on the third game of the year. Pai Van, which is the head coach at Southern Miss, is under a lot of heat start winning. Otherwise, he's out.
Right.
Because the team has great expectations, and they're not living up to them. Okay. So now they sell their players on a trip to San Diego so they can get there a day early and go to the zoo.
Ooh.
You know. So they come in on a Thursday.
So they're going to take it easy and go to the zoo before the big game.
So they come in on a Thursday and they go to the zoo, and Friday they go practice, and then there's a big press conference introducing Pai Van and Don Coryell, head coach at San Diego State, and they have a big deal at the stadium, and it's a big sellout deal because it's a first time matchup between the two schools, and there's a future rivalry, blah blah blah. So the line on the game comes out where Southern Miss is a 40-point favorite.
A 40-point favorite over 4-0. You guys in San Diego.
Yeah, 40 over us.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, we play Cal Poly, Long Beach State,
right,
and we don't play anybody, so therefore we're not very good. And so, you know, we just got beat by Alabama by 7. We should have won. We should be 2-0 right now. So that whole mentality is going for them.
Yeah, they
know?
Got that.
So
Pai Van, nobody can beat
Pai
us.
Van stands up
yep.
at the conference, at this press conference at San Diego Stadium.
Southern Miss coach, right?
Southern Miss coach, and says, you know, we really appreciate the hospitality down here, and hopefully we can return the favor and the compliment and bring you down for some crawfish and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so he says, we had a real nice time at the zoo yesterday. Our boys really enjoyed this trip, and they were really excited this last summer when they saw that we're going to San Diego, because many of them never been out of the county down there in Mississippi.
That's the way Pai talked, huh?
Yeah, Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they went on and on and on. Very condescending. And somebody asked him about, you're favored by 40 points. He says, well, you know, it just is unfortunate that we're here at this point in time, that we need a big victory, and so don't be surprised if we run it up a little bit.
Whoa, he's gonna win by more. And Don Coryell, your coach, the great Don
Coryell, coach Don
is Coryell. Sitting there listening to this.
Our coach. Now, if you don't know him, he takes a lot of things very personally,
yeah.
And the one thing he takes is a very, very, very disparaging attitude toward his team and his program.
Yes, he's serious about it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So are we okay?
You got 1 minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one minute. Okay, but I'm not going to finish it in 1 minute.
But you only got a minute
but
and a half.
But I got
after
a minute
that,
and a
so
half right
going,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the deal is Don Coryell stands up. He's apoplectic. He can't talk at all.
Because he's so ticked
he's
off.
He's so upset. And he just says, well, they better damn well be ready to play.
And that's all he said?
And then he walks out. He walks out. Oh, gee, what's going on? Don's upset. Okay, so now the game comes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Guess who scores the first touchdown?
You.
Me.
You score the first touchdown?
Yeah, they ran a split back, quick toss to my side to the halfback. They try to catch me asleep.
Yeah.
Of course, Sultan doesn't sleep during the game.
You're ready to go.
I intercept the pitch out and go 38 for 6.
That's great.
And now The end of the game, and there's some nuances in between.
We'll come back after the break.
Okay, but the nuances of the game were hilarious because it was such – well, I'm not going to tell you how it ends. I will tell you when I get back.
Yeah, we're going to hold you right through the break. It is the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Sports Byline. Stay with us. More coming up.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DRSHEPS.com, 310-873-4422.
This is Larry Elder with the tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now. 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
When it comes to daily skincare, many women don't realize there's a difference between good and bad moisture. With high temps and humidity sweeping the country, it's important to consider the effects of both, especially in areas prone to sweating. Dove dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer explains.
Good moisture is essential to keeping your skin looking its best. It comes from your daily topical moisturizers and staying hydrated. Bad moisture refers to surface wetness like sweat that can leave behind salt and enzymes and disrupt the skin barrier. Our underarms are a great example where both are equally important. The skin here needs good moisture to keep it looking soft and smooth, but our underarms also have more sweat glands and hair follicles, so we need to ward off bad moisture that can lead to odor-causing bacteria. I recommend using Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant Deodorant because it provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is formulated with moisturizing ingredients for softer, smoother underarms. It will keep you feeling fresh and your skin looking great.
Dr. Ellen Marmer teamed up with Dove to share her expert advice. Learn more at Dove.com.
Welcome back to the sports show. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn. Okay, so the story, 1968, Southern Miss against San Diego. Press conference, Pi Van, the coach of Southern Miss, is saying we're going to run it up. Don Coryell says you better be ready to play. You score the first point.
No, here's the deal.
Yes.
It's a 40-point swing.
Yeah.
They're favored by 40 over us. So yes. We know we're going to wipe them out because we look at the films and the matchups are ridiculous.
There you go.
We send Dick Dean from the Sigma Chi, notorious alcoholic, we send him, we entrust him with about $300 of our money we put together and tell him to go to Vegas and put the money down on San Diego State
there
to win.
Yeah.
He says, okay, I got it. We'll make a lot of money. So, I mean, the odds were ridiculous. During the game, after I score, it's a jailbreak. We scoring points left and freaking right. Now the final score is 68-7. That's a 100-point swing. Now we're delirious, but up in the stands, I spot Dick Dean.
Wait a minute.
I spot Dick Dean drunk walking on top of the railing. I mean, he could slip and fall and go down a couple of stories. I said, oh, that looks like Dick Dean. So I grab a friend of mine, Woody. He's a kicker. I said, Woody, is that Dick Dean? He went, what the hell are you? What's he? Oh, no, he's been drinking again. So at the end of the game is we win by 68 to 7.
Yeah.
It's a 100-point swing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, Dick, what happened?
Did you go to Vegas?
Didn't you go to Vegas? He says, "No, I went down to Bully's instead and got drunk
with the money."
With the money, I said, "Man, that's the odds were just preposterous. We could have won thousands of dollars."
They were supposed to win. Southern Miss by 40 points. You guys end up winning.
We beat them 68-7. And the irony is, if you would have played, you would have scored. That was a free for all. I score the first touchdown on a pitch out, and the next thing you know, it's a land freaking slide, and we beat them. And Pi Van gets fired, and Don Coryell after the game is saying, "So he wants to go to the zoo."
All right, that's the great Fred Dreyer. You got to join us every weekend here. There's stories, there's information, there's inside stuff, all here on the Sports Show. Email Fred Dreyer, fredDreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And on Twitter, it's Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Yes, I'm exhausted, folks. I hope you guys are, too. I've had a great time. I always have fun with you.
Points.
I always have fun with you guys.
People that are working